two guys. One guy just got a monster contract last offseason because he's Gerrit Cole, and the other guy's not Gerrit Cole. So unsurprisingly, the Yankees are like a minus 150 favorite tonight. And for the sake of baseball, I hope the Yankees do advance because there is a massive difference between Yankees Astros and Rays Astros. The Rays are the one seed in the American League this season, but they're still just the Tampa Bay Rays. They're not the New York Yankees. And for baseball, you want the cheating Astros, the Atlanta Braves, the New York Yankees, and LA Dodgers. Like, that's four pretty significant franchises for different reasons. So hopefully Gerrit Cole comes out tonight and pitches like a man should pitch when you make the kind of money he makes.
Story number three.
Our king, LeBron James, has an opportunity to secure his fourth NBA title tonight when they play Game 5, Lakers Heat, little after 8 o'clock tipping on ABC. It has already been announced Goran Dragic will not play tonight. He has not played since Game 1. So the Lakers are 7-point favorites. Probably close it out tonight, don't you think? You're not sure?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I obviously think they're winning the series. I don't know. I think the Heat might have a little fight in them.
I kind of want them to just go ahead and close it out. Like,
oh, I want to see it. Yeah, I do too.
Like,
I'm
not even interested anymore, really. Like,
I'm with you. I'd like them to close it out.
Just get it over with. Just get it over with and be done with it and let LeBron have his trophy. And it'll be favored to win it again next year, and we'll see what happens next year. But, like, once Dragic and Adebayo both got hurt, mm-hmm. and Adebayo's back now, but they just felt like there's just no way for the Heat to get around this. And they ended up winning a game. And then Game 4 was competitive, but it just feels like the series outcome is inevitable. And so, like, yeah, just get it over with. How about this? And I know I'm in the minority here, but if you told me tonight I could only watch one or the other, Yankees-Rays or Heat-Lakers, I'd rather watch Yankees-Rays. I'd rather watch the baseball game.
I don't know, because I like watching the teams. I like watching the celebrations when a team wins a championship.
Yeah, that's fine. So either way, 8 o'clock tonight, Heat-Lakers in what is expected to be, according to oddsmakers, the last game of the 2019-20 NBA season.
Story number four.
We now know who's replacing Morgan Wallen on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night, and it is Jack White. Formerly of the White Stripes.
Yeah, what is the – now, obviously, this is a weird situation because of what happened, but does he have a new album coming out or something?
Well, how about this? This is encouraging because I love Jack White no matter what. I love Jack White most as a member of the White Stripes.
Yes, there's no doubt.
The White Stripes have their first official Greatest Hits album coming out.
Okay, so maybe he's promoting that, and maybe they'll do a little reunion?
Well, no, I don't think they're expecting a reunion. I don't know that
hate each other.
I don't know if they hate each other, but they don't seem friendly.
Yeah.
Like, Jack White was asked a few years ago, like, do you ever see a White Stripes reunion happening? Just a tour. And he said, I don't think so. He said, the only way I think you could see that happening if we were both really struggling for money, and that would just be sad. But basically said, unless we just can't pass up on the money, we have no desire to ever be on stage together again, or certainly ever tour. Like, maybe when they're inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they'll get together and play a few songs. So I think the odds are against it. But if Guns N' Roses got back together, there's nothing crazy about the White Stripes getting back together. Like, Slash and Axl used to hate each other. Probably still do. They just make a lot of money playing together. But encouraging, White Stripes have a Greatest Hits album coming out. So maybe you play White Stripes hits to promote your Greatest Hits album. And if that's what it leads to, Jack White playing White Stripes songs tomorrow night, I'll take it. So that'll be tomorrow night, 10:35 on NBC. Bill Burr, stand-up comic.
Love Bill Burr.
Love Bill Burr, too. He'll be your host. Jeff Calkins up next.
The number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
If you thought cooking meant having to stay in the kitchen the entire time, think again.
Because Lowe's has Samsung slide-in ranges with Wi-Fi that let you connect via your smartphone using the SmartThings app. Preheat and adjust cook times and temperatures on your oven, and even monitor your cooktop from anywhere. So you can spend time doing things like relaxing on your patio and keep an eye on dinner at the same time. Bring home innovation this fall with Lowe's. Preheat applies to electric models only. Available on Android and iOS devices. Wi-Fi connection and a Samsung account are required. U.S. only.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Protect your loved ones from the flu this season by making a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. Your people are our people.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. $50 in free site credit to register and verify early, no deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Calkins so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Calkins to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
I wonder if the awful of hopes. Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Will I set the sun?
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me now live from Buffalo. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP, and you? You know what I would like, though? I just saw that you can give, officials now can give coaches 15-yard penalty on sportsmanlike conduct if they're not wearing a mask or not wearing it properly or whatever. Wouldn't it be good if, like, you could go through life and just flag people for not wearing a mask or whatever? You know, like if you were empowered to do that, sports unsportsmanlike conduct, fines, and other penalties?
Well, like, we could do that as a country.
Oh, no, as a country, we could. Yes, we could.
Like, we just would rather not.
Yeah, the NFL does, though. The NFL now, like, they're going to, like, if you pull your mask down and start yelling at the coach, you're going to get 15 yards.
Good. Like, I mean, I don't know how. We do need to have the people who are on television, and nothing draws bigger television audiences in America, or very few things, than professional football games. And I do think on some level those people should be making or setting a good example. Just like when you see, like, LeBron James on a Zoom call, like he's wearing a mask. I don't know if it's necessary, but it does. It's an image that I do think is important, particularly as numbers continue to go the wrong way with COVID-19, too many places in this country.
It's funny, I actually think it's a little, when all the players are not wearing the mask,
sure,
on the football field,
I hear you.
I honestly think it's a little ridiculous. In that situation, it feels totally symbolic to me rather than real. Now, maybe for officials who are older, you're yelling at official, I sort of get that. That actually does make more sense to me. But, like, the coaches are hanging out with the players all day long. That one, I'm not. Like, a lot of people get really mad at the coaches for wearing it around their, you know. And except for a symbolic person, for symbolic reasons, I'm less concerned about it because I just assume that, you know, that they're you know, yeah, they're hanging around the players all day long.
Right. I guess I would argue that the symbolism is important.
I can see that. I can see that. But it goes higher than the NFL in this country.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I saw a picture of your beautiful mother and your dogs. You really took those dogs in that car all the way to Buffalo?
I took the dogs in a minivan all the way to Buffalo. And the so it's my mom's 96th birthday yesterday. And so I, after the radio show, I took off. It's a 14-hour drive. I got in at, 3:30 in the morning. And I put down the back seat and created a flat area for the puppy. And he kind of, the first hour, he was whining a lot. But after that, he settled in. And you know what? You want your car to want your dogs to be able to travel in the car and not get upset, whatever else. And, yeah, he did fine, actually. It was fine. I took him to Buffalo, and they're having a good time here. Exactly. My mom, you know, the truth matters. My mom can't do anything. Like, she can't. That, if the picture on Twitter is about it, she's going through the mail there. There's a garbage can next to her. She's going through the mail. She can do that. But that's like, she's about as awake and engaged as she'll, in that picture, as she ever is. She literally, we have to go in and turn her over in bed so she doesn't get bed sores on one side. You know, she can't turn herself over. She can't go to the bathroom. She can't dress herself. She can't do anything. But she does like, you know, when I show up, and she does like puppies, you know. And so, part of the whole point was I'll bring the puppy because she will enjoy seeing the puppy. And so, you know, there's not a lot of, we have bird feeders outside the window, and she can look at the birds. And so she enjoys that. But there's not much that at 96 she really does enjoy. We had a Zoom call yesterday, a birthday Zoom call with my mom, and we said, how is 96? And she said, terrible.
Yeah.
And she was joking when she said it, but she wasn't. Like, she would never say, I want to go. Like, I'm ready to go. She wouldn't say that. She just would. You know, that's not her ethic. But I think she does. You know, like, she's in pain all the time. Like, all the time. She's in pain. She literally takes a opioid every, 4 to 6 hours of her whole life. You know, just as, you know, I need one of my pills. To get through, because she's in such pain all the time. So, yeah, it was kind of it's ridiculous. I'm driving back Sunday, 14 hours. Yeah, mom got to see my puppy, and that's, you know, I'm not going to have her around that much longer.
Has there ever been any consideration, and just stop me if I go too far, but maybe not allowing her to live by herself at this age and in this state? Because I imagine it's
Is
that just a non-starter?
She has at different times been in a, nursing facility, for rehabilitation.
Right.
And when she talks about it, she says, it's awful. Like, it's easier for us. But, right now, she has a life where, and we have people who come 24 hours a day, right? And they're not even, we don't hire a service. We've lived in this town. It's a small town outside of Buffalo. We've lived in this town for nearly 60 years. We pretty much know everybody, right? And my sister's a pediatrician in town. So, we put together a network of people who come in, and we pay them to take care of mom. But they're kind of like neighbors and friends and whatever. They're not like just a random woman wearing a uniform, right? And so those people take care of her during the week. There's three different people during the course of each day. And there's probably six different people total. And then one of the nine kids comes home every weekend. There's no staff on the weekend and takes care of mom. Actually, I have my sister here helping me this time because I'm kind of incompetent when it comes to taking care of mom. But we can do it because there's nine of us and we have this web of friends. But she gets to live in her house. She gets to, you know, see her birds. She gets to have her dog. You don't get to have your dog in the nursing home. Like, her dog is totally, she can, you know, she sits at her eating feed. She sits at the table eating an ice cream and, you know, feeds the dog ice cream. And you can't do that. She describes at the nursing home, I'd yell, help. And no one would come, or they'd come in 10 minutes or whatever else. Like, the truth of the matter is, we were joking on the Zoom call that my sister Lucy was joking on the Zoom call, she's never going to get long-term health insurance, long-term care, insurance, because if she does, her kids will put her in a home, and she doesn't want to go in a home. It's awful. And I don't think it's awful. I mean, for a lot of people, it is the solution. But I don't really think it's fun. I think it is. Mom has a much, much, much richer life because we are able to sort of string this thing together. The great thing about being in a nursing home is that they are, quote unquote, taken care of, right? But I'm convinced Mom would have been gone 3 years ago. She just would have, like, what is she living for in a nursing home? You know, here she has a lot of pieces of her regular life. And so, and if she gets COVID, that's the other thing. Like, I could have, like, I stopped at a gas station on the way up. I could have picked up COVID. If she gets COVID and she dies from COVID because one of her siblings and one of her kids came in for a weekend, well, that's much better than not seeing her kids. Like, at this point, you know, she's not unhappy to go anyway. So those are all choices we made. But I will say, like, dealing with your elderly parents is really, really hard. And I'm not like people who made different choices. If there were only two siblings, if it were just me, I couldn't take care of Mom from Memphis. Right. Like, she would definitely be in a home. 100% she'd be in a home. But because there's nine of us and a bunch of them live around here, we can manage this. But old age is not a piece of cake. I'll say that. It is just not.
It doesn't sound like it. I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here at 92.9 FM ESPN. I guess the big story, at least in college athletics and somewhat related to this market because it's a fellow American Athletic Conference member, is that Greg Marshall, it is alleged, has been verbally and physically abusing people for a long, long time. He allegedly punched a player in a practice in 2015, choked an assistant coach, and also had what was on the verge of being a violent altercation with a random student who happened to park in his parking spot on the Wichita State campus. Beyond that, there's tons of allegations of verbal abuse, even racially insensitive things. The update today, if you haven't seen it, is that he has released a statement and said that he does coach a certain way, but that he is not demeaning and he is not abusive. There's like more than 20 Wichita State players who say otherwise. But do you think Greg Marshall is going to survive this?
It's funny. We talked about this on my show this morning, and I mean, there's no question in my mind that if this were a mediocre basketball coach, he would not survive.
No,
right?
No, no chance.
There's no chance. So, but we do see, like, what has Jim Boeheim survived at Syracuse? What has he survived? I mean, it's not this kind of thing, but isn't it flagrant allegations of misbehavior of NCAA stuff?
Sure. Yeah. Like, he's had multiple, you know, NCAA cases that he survived.
Right. And we saw Pitino survived a lot of stuff before he finally didn't survive it. Right.
Right.
Like, Pitino survived a lot of stuff at Kentucky before he finally didn't survive it. Bobby Knight, once upon a time, like, survived a whole lot of stuff before he finally didn't survive it. There are different rules for people. And so I was of the view that Greg Marshall, and it's Wichita State, like, Wichita State isn't like this under every coach. And he is, you know, a massive figure at Wichita State. So I came away thinking, you know, even reading the allegations, they will likely do a counseling, anger management report, you know, we'll make sure we'll be better, et cetera, because it's Greg Marshall. And it's a different, I'm not saying that's appropriate, but I mean, there's no question if a professor treated his kid as a chemistry student like that, he'd be fired in a minute. But I got pushback from I think both Jeffrey and Drew, who just said it's a different time, you know, and that's true 10 years ago or 15 years ago that you might have survived it, but that this is a different time when you wouldn't survive it. So, I mean, I got no idea. I guess I still think, you know, I mean, the truth of the matter is that, you know, the women's basketball team in Memphis had a not like not this bad, but had some allegations along these lines, and you know, they're counseling and having supervision of her and whatever else. And now it's not as high profile program, obviously, but I guess that would be my prediction. But I don't have any conviction about it. Well, I mean, you probably have a much better sense. This is your livelihood. What do you think?
Well, when I talk to people today, I came away from those conversations leaning more toward he will not coach again at Wichita State, that they could mutually agree to part ways and here's a nice little settlement, but we need to break ties. Because, I mean, again, the the biggest allegation, and it is an on-the-record allegation from the victim, and eight other players confirmed it independently, is that he punched a player. You can't punch a player. Like, the verbal stuff, if it were just the verbal stuff, he would survive that no problem. Because it would just be like, this is the way I coach, and, oh, I was joking around, or I didn't know, I didn't mean it that way, I didn't know somebody was taking it that way. He would survive the verbal stuff, but, like, punching a player is, like, that.
Well, it's funny, I mean, that goes back to Woody Hayes, right? Literally, that's what ended Woody Hayes' career, punched a player on the side. Boom.
I just don't know how you survive that unless, of course, the money people just say he's going to survive this. And that really might be what this comes down to. I mean, it really could.
Well, that's the other thing. I was talking this morning about the Koch brothers. It's turned out there's only one Koch brother remaining.
One Koch brother died.
One Koch brother is no more. I think David Koch is no longer. So the Koch brother, it may be whatever the Koch brother wants.
Right.
is what happens here, because he pours a lot of money into that institution.
Right. I mean, it could just come down to, we're not firing him. I'm the one with all the money, and that's my decision. And then they keep him. And I do think the best case scenario is they keep him, and it's anger management sessions, it's counseling, and there are other schools I've heard about doing this. Every practice has to be recorded, video and audio, and an independent athletic department representative attends every practice just to monitor, as sort of like a hall monitor, to make sure you're not getting out of line, saying anything you're not supposed to say. They could put in all of these protocols to force a better environment and, by extension, better behavior. But then the question becomes, if you're Wichita State, is, okay, can he effectively do his job going forward? Like, can you recruit? Like, the job is still largely to recruit student-athletes to your campus. Who wants to go play for that person that they just read about? And so I think it becomes real complicated trying to keep him, because how do you recruit student athletes when you are the guy who did these things, when there's more than 20 of your former players telling multiple media outlets that you are the worst human being on the planet? Like, that's just tough.
Have any of his former players, you know, Fred VanVleet or whatever, comes through and said he's a great guy?
No.
Yeah, he could
no,
just off, but no one is.
No, and that tells you everything you need to know. Like, you know, I talked about that, this.
I mean, even Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight had detractors, but he had lots of players.
That's the thing. Bobby Knight still got, to this day, has lots of players who swear by him, love him, call him Coach Knight and love him. Dan Dockich is one of them. Isaiah Thomas is still one of them. There's plenty of players who love Bob Knight. The problem for Greg Marshall right now is there doesn't seem to be anybody who loves him. And, you know, I talked about this earlier on the podcast. Anybody who covers college basketball, or who did in those, you know, Fred VanVleet, Ron Baker years, we all know Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker. Like, we could all text them right now. So the idea that Jeff Goodman talked to more than 20 Wichita State former players and two of them aren't Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker, that's just crazy. Like, of course he's talked to Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker. And I talked to somebody today who is close with both of them. And their silence tells you everything you need to know. They're not going to pile on, but I do not believe they're going to come out and deny that these things happened or defend him in any sort of meaningful way.
Yeah, that to me changes things dramatically. If he's got no one in his corner, and if he can't then do his job. I mean, the only reason let's be honest, the cynical reason you keep him, you overlook it, you do anchor management, is because he's awesome at his job, right? Well, if what you're saying is he's no longer going to be off of him at his job because he can't recruit, and obviously he just lost everybody to transfer, then, yeah.
And you got a problem.
But then the question is, will someone hire him again?
Yes, I would think so. You know, you'd get rehabilitated, right? You know, you come back a better person, humbled, and you know, like Rick Pitino just got hired. You know, like, it's at Iona, it's not at Louisville, and I don't think he'll get a job comparable to Wichita State. But, you know, Greg's also 56 years old, and he's already made $1 billion, so he doesn't have to coach again. But when you have been as successful as he's been, you don't want your career to end this way. And I honestly don't want his career to end this way. Like, you know, I've said what I had to say, and I wrote what I had to write, but, like, I like Greg Marshall. Like, you know, he never physically or verbally abused me. You know, every minute I've ever spent with Greg has been pleasant. Oh. Like, I know his wife. I know his kids. You know,
right.
This is, like, I don't like any of this. But
one of the things that Jeffrey asked about was, you know, he has always turned down, quote unquote, turned down jobs to stay at Wichita State. Was there whispers or an understanding that this was who Greg Marshall was and it could be a problem, which actually is one of the reasons maybe he didn't get the offers to leave Wichita State, that a coach who is that successful typically at Wichita State would have gotten?
To some degree, not to this degree. So I guess the way I would answer that is this way. He has legitimately had other job offers from power conferences to leave Wichita State. The thing that happened is Wichita State paid him more than anybody else willing to pay him. He makes $3.5 million at Wichita State. Again, it's just Koch brothers money. Like $3.5 million or $13.5 million, it doesn't matter to them. It's pennies. And so they just decided, we like this guy. He's really, really good. We will pay him more than anybody else could reasonably pay him, and then he'll just stay here. And, like, Greg really does keep score by money. Like, I can't tell you how many times he's told me how much money he makes. You know, $3.3 million, $3.4 million this year. Next year it'll be $3.5 million. Not in a way that, I mean, maybe it is in a way. He is very aware of how much money he makes. And so he was never going to take a pay cut. So once you're making $3.5 million somewhere, you're not, you know, where can you coach? Kentucky? You know, like, how many other places are going to pay that kind of money? And so he eliminates himself from the job market. That said, it is true that he has had other power conference opportunities and turned them down to stay at Wichita State. This is also true. When the Texas job opened, he seemed like an obvious candidate for the Texas job. I mean, if all you did was look at the resume, it's like, why wouldn't Texas hire this guy? And the reporting very early on, after Rick Barnes was gone, was that Texas is not interested in Greg Marshall at all. Like, maybe it'll be Shaka Smart. Maybe it'll be somebody else. But it will not be Greg Marshall. They will not hire Greg Marshall. Now, I don't think it was because they know he punches people. I think it was because he did have a reputation and does have a reputation of being difficult, arrogant, abrasive. Like, you know, that is his reputation. So I do think that reputation prevented him from getting some jobs, but it didn't prevent him from getting every job. He could have left Wichita State for various jobs over the past however many years. I can tell you this. I think he would have been the next UCLA coach after Ben Howland if UCLA would have been willing to wait until after the Final Four. I was out in L.A., and Wichita State was in that regional. They won that regional. They won in the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight at Staples Center, and were getting ready to go to the Final Four. And while Wichita State was in L.A., UCLA wanted to meet with Greg Marshall. And Greg told them, I definitely would like to meet with you, but I'm not doing anything until my season is over. And if you guys want to wait, then I'm happy to sit down with you. And I think he would have taken that job because it's UCLA. But they didn't wait. They went out and hired Steve Alford. And so then right. Greg stayed at Wichita State. But if Greg would have lost in the Elite Eight, or if UCLA would have been willing to wait, I do think he would have been the next UCLA coach. But, you know, obviously that went a different direction. And now I don't even know if he's going to be Wichita State's coach much longer, which is kind of crazy to think about.
You also wonder if COVID makes it easier to get rid of someone now. You know what I mean? You got no fans anyway. Like, you know, I don't really know how it plays into it or if it does at all. Certainly be interesting to see how it plays out.
The other point I made earlier in the show is that, listen, I don't think many coaches, and perhaps there are no other coaches, that actually put their hands on people the way it is alleged that Greg Marshall put his hands on people, a player and an assistant coach. But the verbal abuse is very prevalent, very common in college basketball, and I believe probably also in college football, where coaches are empowered to humiliate, demean, embarrass, ridicule, and I'm sure they rationalize the behavior by saying it's just me pushing young people and trying to get the best out of them. But it so clearly crosses a line, and it's not done in the NBA, and it's not really done in the NFL, in those leagues, coaches understand you treat these men like men. You treat these professionals like professionals. But the power imbalance in college athletics has set up a system where, you know, coaches really do talk to players. Coaches talk to student athletes in a way that professors would never be able to, never be allowed to talk to actual students. And it's all normalized, so nobody is offended. But I wonder if this will be a tipping point where other bully coaches, for lack of a better word, understand that that type of behavior and approach was probably always inappropriate, but in the year 2020, just wildly unacceptable.
I guess I would have assumed that there would be less of it now than there was already 10 to 15 years ago. I mean, and it's in high school too. I mean, let's be clear. Like that's what the stereotype of the fire breathing coach is, right? You know, I mean, it's the same as the drill sergeant in the Army, right? I mean, as they will humiliate you to toughen you up. That is the stereotype of the high school football coach, the high school basketball coach. And so it's not shocking at all. Like, you're exactly right. It's totally normalized. I mean, that's what we sort of almost expect. I definitely would have assumed it was already starting to change to some extent. But I'll be honest, I don't think Greg Marshall, let's say he gets whacked, I don't think it's going to change a damn thing. Like I maybe the times will change and over whatever, but I don't like, will it mean that the coach at X high school is not going to grab his kid's, you know, face mask and jerk him around and say, you pee, you know, or whatever. Is it going to really, like, it's going to get John Calipari to stop, you know, dog cussing his kids like he did, just totally humiliating them. Right. Is it going, I don't think so, any more than Bobby Knight getting fired for it or Woody Hayes getting fired for it. Occasionally you see people, you know, cross over a line, and very clearly this seems to be an example of that. But I still bet if you took a poll among our listeners, you know, is it okay for a coach to, you know, verbally, you know, berate a player, you know, I bet most would say yes. That's good hard coaching. I think that is the American, the majority of Americans believe that you are allowed to humiliate a player or, you know, dog cuss a player because that's good hard coaching.
Yeah, I guess I would, and I've had this conversation with coaches, and that is the way they rationalize it, is that they know I love them. I'm trying to get the best out of them. Like, there are coaches that I am friends with. I consider them friends that I've been in their practices and, you know, and I told one guy a few years ago, I said, you realize that if I would have audio recorded your practice today and put it on the internet, you would get fired based on what I'm obviously not going to do that. I wouldn't. But everybody in that gym's got an iPhone and every iPhone's got a recording device on it. Like, if this was recorded today, the things that you said in this gym while practicing, if it ever became public, you would get fired. Just be aware of that. And I if I were a coach, I would be more worried about that than it appears some coaches are.
Because, when was it last? Was it Rutgers? The Rutgers?
Yeah, Mike Rice.
There was one.
He was on video. He threw a basketball at a player. Chucked
that. Did that change? Did that get Greg Marshall to stop being Greg Marshall?
That's the thing. Like, you would think. I mean, obviously, Bob Knight's the biggest example. Like, you would think Bob Knight, three national titles, lost his job at Indiana for treating people poorly. Any of us can lose our job for treating people poorly. And yet, you know, I didn't have this job when, you know, Bob Knight was fired well before I had this job. And I have been lucky enough to be in practices with some of the greatest coaches in this country. And I can tell you, some of them, even Hall of Famers, go way over the line in terms of ridicule, humiliation, demeaning, the type of language. It's not just hard coaching. It goes into another territory. And I've talked about it with the coaches who don't coach that way. I believe Lon Kruger and I had a conversation about it one time, and his point was, I do not believe and I will never believe that I have to cuss somebody out to get them to play hard. I don't think I have to do that. But other coaches clearly do, And, you know.
Well, I mean, John Wooden never did. You know, right. Gene Bartow never did. Like, there are lots of coaches who never did. Very successful coaches who never did. So it's not the only way to win games. That's very clear. And you're exactly right. Like, Eric Spoelstra is not, you know, great coach. Seems to be able to get the most out of his players. Doesn't have to humiliate him to do it.
Right. All right, Jeff Calkins, enjoy your weekend in Buffalo and travel home safely. Bye-bye. The point I made on the Island College Basketball podcast earlier is, if you could really sit down with these guys who coach this way, yelling, cussing, screaming, humiliating, demeaning, name-calling, body-shaming, if you could sit down and talk to them, they would tell you that they are just pushing buttons to get the most out of their players. I do genuinely believe they think it's coming from a good place and creating good results. And so what happens if that's always the way you've coached and you are actually awesome and successful, I think what happens is you convince yourself that this is the way to coach. So if you're Greg Marshall and you've always been a screamer and a yeller and in your face and threatening to fight people, maybe actually fighting people, humiliating people, but you win 25 games every year and you go to the NCAA, maybe you go, well, my way works. This works. So why would I stop doing it? I've been doing it forever. What you don't know is you're so successful and so overwhelmed with money and so much surrounded by people who just tell you how great you are, that what you don't realize, and this is probably where the breakdown comes, your players hate you. Like, that's the thing. Greg Marshall's been making all this money, filling all these trophy cases, getting all of these awards. Probably had no idea his players hate him because of the way they treat him. That was the theme from the reporting that published last night. I talked to somebody earlier today connected to that program who's very familiar with some of the players. And the consensus seemed to be the players recognize that he's a great basketball coach and a great basketball mind. And some of them are indebted to him in some way because they came there as nothing, and then they were in the NBA. Now they're multimillionaires. Like, Greg Marshall played a role in that, so they're appreciative of that. But they also hate him because of the way he treated them. And so the point I made is that I can see how it happens. This is the way I've always done it. This is the way I was taught to do it. And, oh, by the way, it's worked so well that I'm making $3.5 million a year. Why would I change? But what it reminds me of is I had heard a conversation with Jason Isbell one time, who's the singer-songwriter, super successful entertainer. And his story is pretty well known at this point. He had a drug problem, drinking problem, had to go to rehab. It was really bad. Then he got sober, cleaned up, and now his career has taken off to another level, I think in part because he has this incredible story to tell. But he said, there was a time when I had convinced myself, like, I'm making money, I'm selling out these buildings, I'm selling all these albums, and I'm writing these songs that everybody loves while dealing with a drug problem and a drinking problem. I was scared to mess with that recipe. Like, okay, it's not great to have a drug problem, sure. It's not great to have a drinking problem, sure. But these things are the things that I do to create these songs that everybody loves. And if it is effective in helping my career, why would I give those things up? And would I be able to write these same songs if I didn't have the alcohol or the drugs? And so on some level, you keep doing what you're doing, even though you might know it's wrong, because you think the end game is worth it. And then, of course, what you find out, as Jason explains, is I can write these songs. I don't need the alcohol to do it. I don't need the drugs to write these songs. And now I've actually got a more meaningful life, a bigger life, a better life. But the reason you keep doing things the way you're doing them is because they're working. You're accomplishing things while doing it. And I think that happens to basketball coaches. Not with the drugs and alcohol, sure. But if you could video them and play it back for them, they would recognize they look insane. But if being insane has always helped, been impactful and effective, I imagine for some of these guys, it is hard to break that habit. But Greg Marshall is just the latest example of you should break that habit, because this time it is former Wichita State players painting a picture of a really bad guy behind closed doors. Next time it could be any number of coaches, former players, painting maybe not a picture to this extreme, but a picture that would be unflattering and could actually, yeah, cost you your job. Be back in a second.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants, because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stant pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Tracy needed to sell her home out in Cordova, but you might have heard we're in the middle of a pandemic. She didn't really want people coming in and out of her home. So she called Josh Hysaw because she knew he could market her home virtually. And he did it. And he found a buyer in less than 2 days. Nobody ever physically visited Tracy's home. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He has the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Big, big, big news. The Fix is $240,000 Mercedes in promo cash giveaway. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11. And $2,500 at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays in October. Now, that might be enough for most casinos, but not the Fix. They're also giving away two brand new Mercedes C300Ws. One on the 10th and another on the 24th. I said two Mercedes in October at the Fix Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 again. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 1-800-789-3221. 1-800-789-3221. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 1-800-789-3221.
Mold can be dangerous and lead to serious health issues. Do you suspect mold? Contact Mold Terminator today. Ask about their free assessment. Mold Terminator specializes in certified safe mold removal. Call 877-8855. 877-8855.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
So I was talking to my buddy the other day. He's unhappy with his current internet provider right now because his wife is working from home now. She's constantly getting disconnected during the day and dealing with constant buffering and slow speeds. And I told him he needs to switch to Xfinity Internet because we're in the same boat as they are. Wife is working from home. I'm doing more work from home now. And we've never had any issues with our connection. And that's because Xfinity Internet is delivering gig speeds to more homes than anyone with the largest gig speed network available. So not only are we able to enjoy reliably fast speeds when working from home, but those speeds stay the exact same even at peak times when everyone's online, which is critical during the day if you're doing Zoom calls and virtual meetings all day like my wife is. Xfinity Internet also provides you with millions of hotspots nationwide, free advanced security when you get the XFi gateway to protect every connected device from cyber threats, and they'll even throw in their 4K streaming box with the new Peacock Premium streaming service at no additional cost. That's over 20,000 hours of content on your TV for free with Xfinity Internet. I'm telling you, Xfinity really does provide America's best internet experience, period. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're looking for the biggest brands in computers, you know where to look. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah, Office Park, Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Biggest brands in computers, big savings on them at Cooper Systems. Yes, I said Apple. You don't have to go to the Apple store to get an Apple product. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Just give them a call, 901-360-9679. 901-360-9679. Talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. Any of the consultants at Cooper Systems can help you. Tell them what it is you're going to be using the computer to do. Like, you just playing around on Facebook, you making a music video. Two different things. Tell them what you're going to be doing on the computer. Then they'll find a computer that's perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you because you won't be paying for a bunch of stuff you're never, ever, ever going to use. You need a printer because you're printing out worksheets for your children who are homeschooling in the middle of a pandemic. Cooper Systems has printers too. 360-9679. Give them a call. 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah, Office Park on the web. CooperSystems.com. Bennett, it's now official. The second presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden has been canceled.
I thought it was headed that way.
It was canceled because the president got COVID-19, so the Commission on Presidential Debates wanted to do it virtually, and President Trump said, I'm not doing no virtual debates. Those are for sissies, more or less what he said. And so they went back and forth. And now, within the past 20 minutes or so, it has been canceled. That means the next debate and the final debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is now scheduled for October 22nd. You know where it's going to take place? Nashville, Tennessee.
How about that?
Just over yonder, few hours. So, second debate canceled, third debate still on, but the third debate will now be the second debate and the final debate because the second debate was canceled. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. The app is really awesome, by the way. I downloaded it, got my $50. You need to as well. And it's really easy to go in and find out how you can set your bets. If you're someone who's kind of a novice like I am when it comes to sports gambling, super easy to use the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You're going to love it. Again, go download it now and use the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com. Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Be sure to pick up Honeycrisp or Sweet Tango apples. They're a ripe, juicy fall favorite and just $1.77 a pound with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It is October, so football is full speed ahead. We're getting ready to wrap up Major League Baseball, college football every weekend. College basketball will be here next month. Fingers crossed. A lot going on. Might want to have a drink while you're watching it. If so, make a New Amsterdam Vodka. It should be your drink of choice. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. I'm sure you know. So smooth you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There is more expensive bottles of vodka in every liquor store in America, best I can tell. Why do you buy them if I've got you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced in New Amsterdam Vodka? They have flavored vodkas. Watermelon's the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that one. And don't forget, they also have a gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Dinner to go.
Dinner to go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Greg Marshall news out of Wichita, Kansas. He is now being investigated by his school for verbally abusing and, yes, even physically abusing former Wichita State players. More than 20 players told Stadium that he was verbally abusive and physically abusive, the most serious allegation being that he once, in 2015, punched a player in the middle of practice. So whether he survives this or not, we will see. But either way, his reputation has been dinged pretty good.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 5 NBA Finals. Lakers Heat inside the bubble at Walt Disney World. It's a closeout game for our King LeBron. This season started on October 22nd, 2019. It could end on October 9th, 2020. Longest NBA season in the history of NBA seasons. The Lakers are 7-point favorites tonight. The total is 216. Tip scheduled little after 8. You can watch it on ABC.
What should I watch on TV?
Got a brand new Dateline NBC. 1 hour edition starts at 9 Central.
All right.
I got a preview.
Let's go.
LaJoya McCoy was a 31-year-old mother, sister, daughter, the brightest star in so many people's lives. But her relationship with the father of her 2 children, that had gone sideways in recent years. She was scared of him, she told her friends. He was great in public, she explained, but privately, behind closed doors, Jose Turner was a monster. Over and over again, LaJoya was told to get police involved, to stop the stalking and the harassing and the fits of jealousy. But LaJoya refused. She didn't want the police involved with her children's father. And then one morning, back in 2015, she was found dead in her car, strangled to death by a rope, stabbed to death by a knife. Did the father of her children finally do what she feared he'd someday do? Or did the evidence point in another direction? That's tonight on Dateline.
Well, we got Keith last week, so we ain't getting Keith.
Josh Mankiewicz reports. Yeah, I don't even want to lead you on. I don't even want to tease you. Josh Mankiewicz reports.
Not a huge fan of Josh.
You think Jose Turner did this? Or God, did the evidence point in another direction?
I mean, it seems so obvious that he did it.
Even more obvious than you know.
Yeah, he did it. He did
this
it.
This guy.
Yeah, he did it.
Let me tell you about this idiot.
What'd he do?
These idiots in Dateline, I mean, I don't even understand it. Like, first off, I'm against murder. I never condone it, and I will never murder.
Agreed. Me either.
But I promise, if I were to ever murder, I wouldn't be as sloppy as these people always are on Dateline.
Right.
This guy, Jose Turner, he was an aspiring screenwriter.
Okay.
So he kept a journal. Let me tell you some of the things he wrote in his journal.
Let's hear it.
He wrote that sometimes I think about killing the mother of my children.
Well, there we go. Case closed.
He wrote that LaJoya told me that she knows if she ever ends up dead, I'll be the reason she ends up dead. And then you know what he writes after that?
Yeah.
How wild is it how right she was? This is in his journal.
Okay, not only is this sloppy murder, but this is kind of a sloppy dateline. Let's be honest. Like, how easy is this to solve?
We got this one figured out.
Thought I have to watch it.
All I need to know is LaJoya and her ex had been having problems. I'm like, I know how this goes. This ain't my first time watching
Dateline.
Done
a million times.
But this guy is writing about killing